Blog Talk Radio.
Not even giving me the option.
Babe, are you going to be in this?
No, it's...
I don't care if you are.
Oh, goodness sakes. What is this doing this to me today? Holy cow.
Hello, my name is Jenny McDaniel, and I'll just be talking until Katie jumps on.
Can you hear me?
So, you can contact me on Blog Talk Radio. Even I have two podcast networks, one of which is Heart Over Ego Radio, where you can find a plethora of shows, a lot like the one we're doing today here, as well as covering all kinds of aspects. We have an astrology show. We have a sacred sex show. We have psychic reading show, free psychic reading shows. Go ahead and go to any major podcast app or to Blog Talk and search Heart Over Ego Radio, and you will find an eyeful. I also have another podcast network called Third Eye Political Radio, and we take a spiritual angle toward politics. One of our shows over there is called Political Star Talk, and I have a lovely astrologer. She's 70 years old. She's been practicing for 40 years. Her name's Sybil Starr. She's in Northern California. She does that show with me, and she breaks down current events astrologically. So go ahead and search for both of those. I think that you'll like them.
You cannot hear me.
Well, what I think we'll do, since we've introduced me and how you can get a hold of me and where I'm from, so to speak, coming from, we're going to get into the first topic today, which is shadow work. Covered a little bit of parallel lines and how time doesn't exist. We'll come back to that. But right now we're going to go into shadow work. It is a very, very big deal right now. If you haven't noticed, the planet is in peril. And now is the time more than ever to do that work, do that looking, do that seeking. So shadow work is just like it sounds, going into the dark spaces that no one wants to go into. And why it's so powerful and wildly beneficial is because it gives you freedom. Yes, healing is trendy, but it's also incredibly beneficial in the way that it gives you freedom from energies like jealousy, fear, hate, and greed. It gives you freedom from those, and it feels good. And it's good for your soul, and it's good for your nervous system. It's just good for you. So diving into shadow work is pertinent. It's helpful. But what I'd like to also talk about is not constantly diving into shadow work. You don't have to fix all your problems consecutively. In fact, I don't recommend that. It's the ebb and flow, the relaxation between the spaces. It's really important. So taking breaks from shadow work, setting it aside for a moment. Some of them can't be set aside and they're coming front row and center, and that's fine. That's called an acute situation. But if something's chronic and you've been dealing with it for years, don't beat yourself up and stay up at night managing it. Compartmentalize it so you can come back with a fresh brain. Oftentimes we go underwater with these things and then we can't start making sense and we start to drown. Again, very common in the shadow work space. It consumes us. So let's talk about energy alchemy inside of shadow work, which is, in my opinion, one of the better ways in which you can heal and get through shadow work. So I have a show on Blog Talk Radio. It's on the Heart Over Ego Radio Network. It's called The Alchemy Sisters. And we talk a lot about energy alchemy and how important it is for spiritual growth as well as ease and grace. So when we talk about energy alchemy and spiritual work, again, the energy alchemy being the tool, spiritual work being the lesson, the karma, the situation, it's going to put us to our knees. That's why it's called shadow work and not just a passing phase or experience or lesson. It's shadow work. It's going to put you to your knees. But the idea is to alchemize that overwhelming energy with acceptance. So yes, I know I incarnated here to learn things. I'm going to accept that this is here. I'm not going to fight it. So that makes it better. And then also I'm going to change that energy. So when the feelings of stress, anxiety, fear, hate, greed come up, science will tell you energy can't be created or destroyed. So what we want to do is transmute, transform, and alchemize what we would call fear, stress, and anxiety, the ego energy, into a more lighter energy, i.e. heart energy. So alchemizing fear of the future is like worrying for what you don't want, and it's bad for your nervous system, it's bad for your adrenals, it's bad for everything. Having curiosity, so changing fear into curiosity, is everything. That is energy alchemy, and your body is now resonating with a higher frequency. Fear has a lower vibration than curiosity. Curiosity is exciting and wonderment and heart energy. We want more of that. Dalai Lama, be the change you wish to see in the world. Alchemize stresses and worries and fears and hates and angers in your life. I call people an egomaniac when they worry too much. And they're like, well, I'm not an egomaniac. I'm not an asshole. I'm like, well, no, but you're riding high on that ego. And it's a big portion of the energy you exude. So you are experiencing a lot of ego energy, whether it be hate or worry. I would probably want to deal with worry more than hate, but nonetheless, both of them being an ego energy, the opposite of love. So by transmuting ego energy into lighter energy, we are not only getting freedom and healing that what I would call heavy energy, but we are also giving ourselves an opportunity to come into more of that light energy, which does bring us more of what we want. It's a manifesting space. People will often say, well, why can't I manifest the things I want? Take a look at the energy you're coming from. It's like trying to launch a rocket with fire in the water. You know, we have to take a look at what we're setting this on, which brings us to manifestation. We're kind of hitting on all of them. We'll go into twin flames in a second. Manifestation. If you ever read The Secret, wonderful information left out a big, huge key piece in these three-dimensional existences. Physicality. Yes, you can sit and dream, but if you put some backup, some energy behind it, more than likely your desired outcome will happen. Maybe not when your human ego thinks it should, but in these three-dimensional existences, you have to put action and energy into your thought and feelings. You can't just sit on the couch and hope and want. You can, and you might get something to fall in your lap, but why wait around for it? We incarnated in a 3D existence because we wanted to be active, soul-oriented entities incarnated in a body doing these things. We chose to come here. So you wanted to test yourself, and you did, because look at this shit show. Just kidding, but seriously, it's crazy. So let's get into parallel lives again. Let's start from the beginning. Before you incarnated, so when you were in the non-physical is what I call it. A lot of other people will call it heaven, you know, the other side, God, doesn't matter. Semantics, words don't even exist at the end of the day. We get so caught up on them. What we're going to talk about is where we come from. And the biggest words we can fit or use to fit it is the non-physical, because that's what it is. For no time, space, anything exists. We are just frequency. So that's where we come from. And that's where we go back to. So when we're in that space of non-physicality or with God or whatever, we are 99.9999999% heart energy, because that's the existence of the non-physical. Well, that's wonderful. And I've heard, because I'm a channel, past loved ones and people that I channel describing the non-physical like this. It's like 100,000 human orgasms all at the same time is what the frequency of heaven or non-physical is. Feels nice, right? Why would we ever leave? Well, we get curious. We get curious. Us old souls, we can't not be curious. So with this curiosity, we start to create, probably with God's help. I'm not so sure about this part of it all, but we create these incarnation spaces called dimensions. We are in one of them. The fairies are in another. Certainly there's dragons in another, all different kinds, and then, of course, different planets. Well, these have been created, and I'm sure more are being created as we speak. And then when we are in the non-physical, we get a choice of what womb to come out of, hence, or how to manifest. I'm sure not every species gives birth like the humans, but we pick the dimension, and then this one, we pick the womb we come out of. We could have picked any planet, any dimension, and any timeline. We could have picked all that, but we picked this one for good reason. We wanted to see the fall of the patriarchy. We wanted to see our handiwork in motion. Most of us incarnated right now who are into the good work like revolutionary and healing energy, this is not our first rodeo. We incarnate quite often in revolutionary times, so why not come in and be a part of the biggest shift the human race has ever seen on a planet, on their planet? So here we are, front row and center. We pick the year, we pick the day we came in, we pick the womb we came out of. It's much of a roll of the dice after that. But after we pick those things and then on physical and strategize it, we come in and we expose ourselves to the elements, so to speak. Very temporary elements, but nonetheless very realistic, as you can see sitting in your body, how real it is. So what we do is we put ourselves into these timelines to experience whatever our higher self wants to experience. It could be to learn what pain feels like. Because when you're in the non-physical and you're experiencing only heart energy, you get curious when you hear souls who have incarnated talk about hate and greed. You get curious when you see your hearer, so to speak, entities talking about greed, jealousy, and you start to be like, well, what is that? Because in 99.999% heart energy, you can't experience jealousy. It's like bacteria can't exist in a sterilized room. It's just the frequency doesn't allow for it. So we've created these dimensions to play in so we can incarnate and experience these experiences that are different than heart energy. We've come here to experience heart energy and excitement and love, of course, too. But nonetheless, we want the whole gamut, hence this particular incarnation. So a lot of us on the planet right now are indeed light workers, and we are here to not only heal the egos inside of ourselves and the worries and the uncertainties and the guilt and the shame and the hate. We come in to experience that, but inside of that we ripple out into the world, being the shift, being the change we wish to see in the world. So there's a lot of us incarnated right now. So if you can pick the year or the day that you're born, there is strategy amongst us. There's strategy of what womb and timeline to come in for your own personal understandings. But for example, this one, there was strategy around a bunch of us coming in to be the push, to be the change. We needed backup. So we strategically pop ourselves in at all times. But there was a bunch of us in the 70s and into the 80s. And of course, they keep peppering in. But the 70s and 80s are now adults in this timeline being shown indeed that they're going to have to step forward because the patriarchy can't sustain itself. It can't control its ego. It can't be good for the all, and but it wants to be good for the few. So capitalism is got top heavy and it's toppling, and there's no coincidence that a bunch of us light workers are on the planet when this happens. Again, strategy, we didn't know exactly when it would fall, but we knew it was going to get top heavy and it was a matter of time. So here we are, front row and center, battling our own demons while collectively doing it together. And you can check out one of my new endeavors that I've gotten into. It's called Whore Magic, and this is a passion space for myself and my friends and business partners, Leslie Lyon, as well as Sarah Murphy. We are an anti-trafficking group who is coming at the shame and repressed and oppressed energy around sexuality in this human race and civilization that we live in, especially in America. Europeans, I'm not sure where they're at, but I know that we have a big, big, big problem, and this is a planetary problem with pedophilia. And this can go into many different branches, and we won't get into that today because we don't have the time for it. But we have a sickness, and the best way to handle a disease or sickness is to shine light on it, to shine heart energy on it, to heal it, to alchemize it. And this requires looking. Pedophilia is so disturbing and so unpleasant that most of us can't even imagine looking at it for more than a few minutes. But that's our sign that we need to look. So Whore Magic, we are breaking down stigma around sexuality and sex in general, bringing back some of that power of our ancient Mary Magdalene energy that most of us carry around in us, especially us revolutionaries, bringing back that power of sensuality, beefing up that sacral chakra in the belly, really beefing it up with that good heart energy, bringing out more passion. The more healthy your sacral chakra is, that's at the belly button, it's associated with the color orange. The more we pump energy into that, the more passion space we get back. And it's so helpful to work on those lower chakras when we're looking at sexuality issues and just sexuality in general, especially on that sacral chakra at the belly button. So we are breaking down all kinds of stigma, and we have a place on Facebook where you can come and talk. It's called Whore Magic. And then we also have Team Whorier, which is a private group. More detailed conversations get had in there. People are very vulnerable and put up questions that me and my business partners are very proud of. People are being vulnerable and asking questions to a group, a small group, and being able to get some answers. So you want to go ahead and help fight child trafficking while opening up your own sensualities and healing any oppressed, repressed energies you may have. Go ahead and join us on Whore Magic. We just got that one started about 3 weeks ago. So that's my new baby. It takes all my time, but that's what we're doing, and we love it. And we have lives a couple times a week, as well as we do some channeled messages. So it's spiritual in nature, but yet political also in nature with the anti-trafficking movement. We also plan to bring on a bunch of people who will help us create sex education programs for age-appropriate children. We need to stop sidelining that. We need to teach sex ed at an age-appropriate time, and we need to go ahead and start bolstering that shame around sexuality, which harbors a lot of unhealthy energy, which then comes out later in repressed and oppressed in interesting ways. It's amazing the women that have ovarian cancer and uterine cancer in these days and ages. Back in the day, in the baby boom era, women would have 9 kids and die with their uterus. There is a very interesting link with dysfunction and shame associated with women's breasts and uterus and ovarian cancers that have like skyrocketed in the last 10 years, 20 years. So looking at the shame is going to not only bolster the oppression and heal the oppression, but also make us healthier physically, emotionally, and psychologically, which is going to ripple out into our community. You can take a look at mass shootings and how we have so many here and how it could be associated with many, many things, but it also could be associated with the oppression and suppression of getting people psychological help when they need it. So we're also kind of home run hitters for all these, or advocates for all of these spaces. So let's see, we have a few minutes left. Let's see, too bad Katie wasn't able to join us on her show. Next time we'll do it, we will absolutely have her asking the questions and me not just going on and on. Again, my name is Jenny McDaniel, and you can reach me on email, heartoverego@gmail.com. And you can find me here on Blog Talk at Heart Over Ego Radio. I'm also on any major podcast app, Heart Over Ego Radio, as well as Third Eye Political Radio. I have upwards about 4 or 5 shows, so go ahead and catch me on all those angles. And if you want to friend me on Facebook, I always have all kinds of interesting things going on over there. Just Jenny McDaniel, J-E-N-N-I-E, McDaniel, M-C-D-A-N-I-E-L. Again, it's just such a pleasure to be able to talk on somebody else's platform. This is great. It's like Katie's got a soapbox and I got a soapbox, and I'm standing on hers for a moment. And Katie, we will absolutely get you on my show. But for the last few minutes, I was going to go ahead and take everyone into their lower chakras and do a little clearing, since this is coming up for the collective to take a look at our foundation and our security spaces and what have you. So last few minutes here, I'm going to have everyone please follow along with your mind's eye. You may feel, see, or hear some of this. It doesn't matter how you get it or not at all. You are just following along, and you're going to take a quick little guided meditation, and I'm going to burn some Palo Santo to get us started. So, finding your breath is where we start. We do this because once you notice you're breathing, you're bringing your awareness to it, hence amplifying the energy around your breath. And you'll notice that each time you breathe in, you're breathing in light and love. And every time you breathe out, you're breathing out anxiety and stress. And you can do this any time in the day by just noticing your breathing. And that will instantly, because we're training your subconscious mind to do it, deepen your breath, and make you feel more relaxed. It already does that. We're just putting some emphasis around it because we want it to be stronger. And we know that we can't quit right now. We have to keep going. So we need to learn to rest and to refuel ourselves. So with your beautiful mind's eye and with your conscious mind sitting in the back seat and your subconscious mind coming more forward, we are going to go ahead and look at the root chakra. In your mind's eye, see your root chakra, red, beautiful, spinning wheel of light right at the base of the spine. Let's grow that. Make sure it's perfectly circle, spinning at a nice pace. We're going to take out any fear, uncertainty, and stress that could trigger us into making more egoic choices and to have more egoic energy. So we're just going to go into that root chakra and say, I know this isn't the most rooted places and the most balanced places we've been, but this is all for good. And we are moving through some cataclysmic times. Chaos is going to bring order, and this is the way through. So just reminding your root chakra, this is temporary, but normal to experience upheaval. So just going ahead and bringing the roots out of that root chakra, bring them on your leg. You're going to bring them on your leg down into the earth, ground into the earth, all the way to the center of the earth. We're going to plug ourselves into Mother Earth, and she's going to pump us. And this is just connecting to the divine in a beautiful way through our earth energy centers. So with our ever pumping energy coming from the center of the earth, we're going to go back to that root chakra, bringing all that energy back up into those roots, all the way into the center of the root chakra. Beautiful red spinning wheel of light, already looking better, already looking full. Beautiful. Popping up into that sacral chakra. Beautiful spinning wheel of light, associated with color orange, and have everything to do with creativity and passion. Go ahead and grow this one. Grow it as big as you want. Hell, make it as big as the building you're in, the town you're in. Go ahead and spin that chakra, spinning off any worry, stress, and fear, replacing it with excitement and understanding that we are heading into one of the most historic spaces that humans have ever seen. This experience is just going to be phenomenal. Now what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and go into that solar plexus, center of the stomach, yellow spinning wheel of light, has everything to do with self-confidence and self-worth. Make that one as big as the town or building or room that you're in, because this one is going to need a lot of attention, because we are going into things that we have never done before, and this is going to trip up our security space. It's going to trip up our confidence. That's what new things do. They make us feel insecure. It's the design of learning new things and growing. So just know that we're going to need to pull a lot of good strength from our guides and our other parallel lives where strength was our strong point. And we're just going to bring it all in and put it right into the center of our solar plexus, pushing it out the back of you. Make sure nothing gets stagnant. The chakras run through you. And we're just going to go ahead and bring in some white light, bringing in courage from your spirit guides, from your higher self, from, again, you in parallel lives when you were kicking ass and taking names later. And we're just going to bring it right into that solar plexus there so that you can have the courage to move through these next several decades of movement and growth that needs to happen. Go ahead and surround yourself with white light, flushing up through your cells and your muscle and your tissue, bringing in that white light through the root chakra, flushing it all the way up through even the top chakras, hitting that heart chakra, throat chakra, third eye, and crown. Circle yourself with white light, and remember, you are always held in the light. Sometimes we feel alone, but we never are. This is the Katie Talk Show. You are here with us on Blog Talk Radio. Go ahead and find my podcast network, Heart Over Ego Radio. Katie's going to be joining us over there too, so you'll see us all. We appreciate you. Again, this is Jenny McDaniel on the Katie Talk Show.
I seriously owe her so much. She seriously just like completely did an amazing job. Just took that whole over, was like, this is the KT Talk Show. I'm coming from you here. I apologize that she can't be out here. And she just like took over the whole 30 minutes and just talked. Man.